preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
And welcome back to a Thanksgiving weekend on Animal Radio. I'm Hal.
And I'm Judy.
Thanks for making us number one. That's what we're thankful for this year.
Woo-hoo!
Well, it's that time again for the countdown. The Spoiled Pet Show starting at number 10 for the animal that is spoiled, that has everything for the holiday season. You know, today's the biggest shopping weekend of the year.
Wow, I love this.
This is when everyone goes out.
Bye.
I don't know what's going on. I wait till like the evening prior to Christmas, and then I'm out to 7-Eleven, and you could get kitty litter there. Cats love that.
And
a great Christmas gift. No, but not for the spoiled pet. The Feline Funhouse comes in at number 10, and that's made by Wild Whiskers. Is that correct, Wild Whiskers?
Yes.
And we have on the phone Karen Reed. Are you the founder, Karen?
Well, I'm a co-founder. There's two of us.
Well, I would imagine it takes two people to run a company like this. A great idea. We used to travel with all the studio kitties and the alpha dog, and we'd always been searching for some kind of portable cattery that we could take and let the cats sort of be outside free but not able to run away. And there's been many, many variations.
I tried everything.
We tried a couple of things.
I bought tents. They had no bottoms. I turned them upside down. I was just searching.
Finally, you guys have invented something that's very portable. It's, you know, those sun things that you put in the windshield?
Sunshades.
Right.
That you wrap up. This is sort of like that. It was at...
Well, that's how you fold it up.
Yeah.
And we didn't even put that connection together until we were at one of our cat shows, and we always demonstrate how to put it back in the bag because, you know, nobody's quite sure how to do it. And once we start doing it, they're going, oh, wait a minute, that's just like our windshield cover. And we're going, oh, yeah.
Okay. It really is simple. And it's a great idea that you've put together here. And it's big, too.
And I like it because a lot of cats can go in it. We have four studio cats. It's not just a small enclosure. They can all get in it, relax, stretch out, and...
People want to learn more about it, they can go to the website, which is wildwhiskers.com. What else do you have there? Anything else?
Well, we have the indoor fun house, and we also sent you one of those. It's made of a ripstop fabric, and the whole point of it is for the cats to have a place to be and go in there and race and terrorize each other, and or go in there. We have a cat that goes in there and meditates in the morning.
We're going to give one of those away right now. We've actually not...
I have two outdoors.
You have two?
Two outdoors.
Oh, this is great. Yes. Some lucky listener right now. 1-866-405-8405. Of course, you'll have to report back and let us know how your cats loved it. It's number 10 on our countdown of the spoiled pet list. From Wild Whiskers, the Feline Funhouses, both indoors and outdoors. Karen, thanks so much for this invention and joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Learn more at wildwhiskers.com. Of course, everything that you hear on our countdown at animalradio.com. We move to number 9. This one, it comes to us from the Risotto Collection. We have Vondra Barnwell Williams on the phone for the Risotto Collection. Where are you located?
We're actually located in New Jersey, in Bergen County.
In Bergen County, New Jersey. You don't have the accent.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's, you know, it works any way you want it to work.
I'm a Joysy girl, and I don't have it.
Okay, coming in at number 9 is from the Risotto Collection, a dog carrier. And I'm going to let you explain it.
Oh, the K9 Transporter, which is our brand new product line of the Risotto Collection, is an excellent carrier. It is great for dogs that are under the... 7-8 pounds, and it has a nice opening type of sunroof top, and it closes nicely, and it has zippers on the top and also on the side, and it has a nice soft padding inside, which is a removable for your standard carrier, and it is available in over 30 different colors.
Wow.
So whether you love pink, yellow, and blues, you'll see so many different colors and styles we have to offer on the site.
And this is for the smaller dog, like the Pomeranian or something.
Yes, okay. The pampered pup.
Okay. And we're actually going to give one of these away. Where'd you guys come from?
I actually developed the Risotto Collection when I obtained a dog. Risotto is a Yorkshire Terrier, And he was not a happy camper with coming back from the spa wearing those cowboy handkerchiefs. So I designed a ribbon, kind of a candy ribbon type of collar, and women would stop me on the street and want to know where did we get it. And so it started from there, and now we, you know, have an array of beautiful, unique hand-knit sweaters, luxury brocade coats, and adorable, colorful neckties.
You know, I've noticed this whole trend in upper-scale fashions for dogs. Is it taking off? Are you making a living doing this? How is it treating you? Are people really buying this?
Definitely. Statistics show that the dog industry has become profoundly amazing. A lot of people have taken to their animals, which is, they've become part of the family. And it is become an income, but I think more companies are becoming more pet conscious. They're accommodating the needs of various breeds and various animals, and of course their owners. So a lot of the clients love the Risotto collection because it's unique, it's environmental friendly, and we take special care in terms of how we cater to our clients, and most important of all, the dogs.
And you say your dog didn't like wearing the necktie, but he knows the difference when he's wearing this collection. Does he kind of, you know, strut a little when he wears this? Can you see a difference in the way he feels when he's...
Oh, he, you know, Risotto especially loves women, but...
yeah, so what's wrong with that?
Because he's a man dog, but he's definitely, he's a great model, and he loves the feel and the different colors and the texture of the materials that we use.
Okay, well, there should be no question whatsoever why the Risotto collection is in the top 10 list of spoiled pet things. We're going to give you a chance now to pick up on the canine transport. All you got to do is visit Smith...
Sorry.
All you got to do is visit the website
SmithermanandBarnwell.com. Okay.
And we're going to put a link at animalradio.com to make it easy if you're like me, not the brightest bulb in the closet. You just go on over to animalradio.com and click the link. Head on over to their website, and you're going to have to do a little bit of research. What's the question we're looking for, Vondra?
Judy, I think Judy has that information.
Yes. And I've taken it.
And he took it from me, so I don't have it anymore.
This is it over here?
Yes.
Studio's on fire. Studio's... Oh, no, it isn't. I'm just joking.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, now's your chance to pick up on the canine transporter from Risotto and the Risotto collection. Upscale stuff. I'll tell you, if you have a spoiled pet and you want to pick one up, listen up. You're going to have to head on over to SmithermanandBarnwell.com. Is that right, Vondra?
That is correct, yeah.
We're professionals.
Yes, we are.
And you're going to have to do a little research. Answer this question here. What is the question we're looking for?
The question is, what is the latest trend in doggy couture fashion?
Mm-hmm. What is couture? I'm sorry, I'm not the...
I can't pronounce it.
Couture is unique, made to fit, different from the ordinary product that you would find in a store.
Oh, okay.
Couture. What is the latest trend in doggy couture fashion?
And we'll find that out at SmithermanandBarnwell.com. And, of course, we're linking from AnimalRadio.com. Do your research, and then on December 17th, that's the last shopping weekend before Christmas, you'll call us at 1-866-405-8405. Answer that question, and you'll pick up on this
canine transporter
from the Risotto collection coming in at number 9 for your spoiled pet. What does the spoiled pet have? Each and every item, the top 10 items for that cat or dog that has everything. Here's some suggestions. We are at number 8.
And number 8 is pet massage.
A pet massage?
Yes, you can actually have someone come out to your home, a professional, and give pet massages to your pets.
Really?
Yes, Jedediah is the company, and they offer private at-home massage sessions. You can get an initial massage for $20, or they have packages from 4, 8, and 12 massages.
Yeah, I bet your pet doesn't get massages right now.
Yeah, you could visit them at www.jedediahstone.com.
And for number 7, I've pulled in Beth Goldberg. Hi, Beth.
Hi there, Hal.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Very well. We have Beth Goldberg on the phone. If you're an animal radio aficionado, then you'll know she's no stranger to animal radio. It seems like we actually had you on last time around the holidays.
It's quite possible.
Because that's probably the biggest time of the year for you, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. It's the busiest time of year.
You put together a bunch of great new treats this year. For those of you that are new, that don't know anything about latkes, let me explain, and then I'll let Beth take over.
Sure.
Latkes treats, of course. Beth, first of all, your background is in PR and promotion, and you've also...
And special events. I used to be the ASPCA special events person here in New York.
And then you put together, you designed a business called Latkes Treats, and Latke being your dog, is that correct?
Correct.
You've built an empire basically on just really putting together these beautiful packages of treats with different flavors, but mostly they're all organic.
They're all natural.
All natural, good for the dog, too. Now tell me your side of the story, and let's see if they match.
Sure. I started baking when I got my puppy, when I got Latke. He's a Polish lowland sheepdog. I've been baking since I was a kid, and really, I just started baking for him. I was researching all kinds of all-natural recipes. I wanted to give him the most wholesome treats I possibly could because I want him to be healthy and happy and live as long as he can. Somewhere along the line, very shortly after I started baking for him, just for fun, I started making little labels and making them available to friends and to neighbors at our local dog run. And I would say within about 2 months, we had a real business going. We were featured in the Daily News here in New York and then on the Food Network on a TV show called Roker on the Road, and it has been nonstop ever since.
Yeah, it seems like you're on TV all the time.
Oh, gosh. I don't think we're on TV all the time, but we were just on Animal Planet. Uh-huh. We were on a really wonderful show called Canine Karma, and we're going to be on that show again in December.
What makes you so different from everybody else? I mean, there's plenty of treat makers. Why
there are you? I don't know that we're so different. I think we're one of the great ones out there. There are some other great treats as well, which I give to Latke because I want him to have variety in his diet.
Mm-hmm.
But I think ours are particularly wholesome. They're made from all-natural, human-grade ingredients. We don't use any sugar, any salt, no colorings, preservatives, additives. We don't use any animal byproducts. I mean, basically, our treats are edible for humans, except that they might not be as tasty for humans.
Well, that's not really true.
Okay.
I try everything that my animals eat. I won't let them eat anything. I really like your treats.
Oh, good.
You had the garlic last year. I don't know if we got any this year.
What we have now are peanut butter, which are what our holiday containers feature. We have liver, and we have cheese, which is made with Parmesan cheese.
They smell so good. I'm having a hard time with them in here in the studio.
They do.
Oh, my gosh. I opened the box, and they were just fantastic.
Mm.
All my cats started coming out. The studio cats are, you know, trying to get into them.
Oh, that's great.
Try them on your dog, and see if your dog likes them as much as I like them.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you do.
We are counting down the top items for the spoiled dog or cat, and we do this every year, and we also give away some of this stuff, and we have Latkes treats to give you. 1-866-405-8405. We get to number 6 with Miss Judy Francis.
And number 6 is the self-warming thermal cat cushion. We all know cats like to lay in warm places. Well, this cushion actually reflects their body heat back to them.
Oh, very cool.
It's great for kittens, aging cats, arthritic cats, and their website is entirelypets.com.
Number 5 is the dog umbrella. This is kind of cool. I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks like an upside down umbrella. It's so that, your dog won't get wet if you're traveling. Just like you would use one of your umbrellas. It's made especially for dogs. The handle is above the umbrella so you can walk easily and Fido stays dry. The umbrella is clear so you can keep an eye on him. And there's a built-in leash hook inside to keep him in place. Very cool. And that comes from... I guess gifts.com. Is that where you can get it?
That's where you can get it, yes.
And it's the dog umbrella. Number 4
is a pet pail. A pet pail is a gift bucket with lots of different items. You can get it specific for holidays. You can get a birthday dog, one for new puppies, one for kittens, and they gift wrap it, and it's great. And it's you can get it at petpails.com.
And in number 3, this really is the list of the spoiled animals. How about a jewel crown pet diner and canopy bed? Again, we have pictures of these items up at our website at animalradio.com. And this is one of those things that you probably want to go over and see the picture. It's exactly what it says in its jewel crown. I don't see a price here, but you can get it at callingalldogs.com. That's callingalldogs.com.
This is Animal Radio Network.
We're at number two now, counting down. So we're getting there. And on the phones, we have David Rucker and friend Sandy. And we'll explain the relationship in just a second. David is the founder and president of Dogopolis. And he has invented with his co-inventor, Sandy, it's about a 1 foot in a diameter plastic, hard plastic toy that's automatic. You put Kong's toys, four Kong toys inside of them. You set it when you leave for work, and it automatically goes around and lets one out every couple of hours. David, how you doing?
Good, good. Glad to be here.
How did you invent this, and please explain it?
Well, Kong Time, as you described, kind of looks like a little spaceship and sits on your floor or your kitchen counter, and it holds four food-filled Kong toys. And when you have to leave your dog or your puppy home alone during the day, you got to go to work, you got to go to school, it will automatically dispense those toys during the day so your dog is home having fun, mm-hmm. and you come home to a happy, contented dog.
And this is pretty important because our dogs can get separation anxiety. You leave for the day, you're not there to play with them and occupy them. What do they say? An idle mind is the devil's workshop?
Yeah, idle paws.
Yeah, they're idle paws. Now, how often does it drop a Kong toy out?
Well, actually, it does it randomly.
Oh.
So you choose an overall time. If you were going to be gone all day, you just hit the 8-hour button,
uh-huh.
and it would automatically choose different times each day to drop them all out within 8 hours.
Oh, really? So it's not every 2 hours it doesn't...
Well, if you do that, then your dog learns the pattern, because
really?
Dogs are very smart about time. Anyone who's been nose-prodded at 6:30 in the morning for breakfast knows dogs know time.
And they would sit there. They'd probably arrive at the machine just before it drops out. They'd figure it
right.
out.
Right. So this keeps it unpredictable.
Oh, very
fun.
Good. How did you come up with this?
Well, actually, we were at a pub one day, and we were talking about...
We knew alcohol
okay.
was involved
okay, that
somewhere.
Explains a lot.
We drew it out on a bar napkin. We were talking about what our dogs were doing at home alone. And then being a dog trainer, I hear about cases all the time where dogs are bored and they start developing misbehavior. And then a lot of dogs have separation anxiety too, which is a little different than dogs that are just bored. We were talking about coming up with something that would entertain dogs and hopefully prevent them from getting separation anxiety.
Well, I noticed the one that you sent here for us to sample, by the way, the dogs loved it. In fact, I have to return it back out to the kennel in just a few minutes. We have it here in the studio. And I noticed it's a little bit heavy. Is that to keep them from knocking it over, trying to get their treats early?
Yeah, we made Kong Time to be dog resistant, so most people can use it on the floor with their dogs. It's real heavy and everything's rounded and so forth. And the plastic's real thick. You can also use it on the countertop, too. If you're concerned about your dog, you just move it up to the counter and you won't have any issues.
Uh-huh. Have you had a case where the dog actually broke into it?
We have not had a case. In testing, we had a lot of cases because we were trying a lot of different designs.
Uh-huh.
And when we arrived at this one, we have yet to, and that's not a challenge, we've yet to find a dog that wants to go in there. If the owner moves it to the kitchen counter, it becomes about as likely to take down as your toaster. It just
uh-huh.
doesn't happen.
Okay, where can we get one of these?
Well, they're available now at Petco or Petco.com, and they run about $119, and they come with everything you need. The dispenser unit, there are four Kong toys included, the batteries are in there, and you also get samples of Kong stuff and treats, which makes it real easy to stuff Kong toys.
And we have a large one. Do you have different sizes?
Yeah, it comes in large. It comes with large toys or medium toys, depending on the size of dog you have.
Uh-huh.
You can get a lot more information, actually, also on Petco.com if you just type in Kong Time into the search box. There's even a little video you can play.
And you have a website yourself, is that correct?
We do, KongTime.com.
Pets get separation anxiety. They're worried that we were gone. Why is it so important to keep their minds stimulated?
Boredom, especially in puppies and young dogs, can lead to behavior problems. And what happens is that they start to invent things to do on their own if they're isolated. These things, unfortunately, are things that we're unhappy with, like chewing, barking, digging, escaping from the yard, just to name a few. So with Kong Time, it gives them an alternative. The fun of unstuffing a Kong toy and the anticipation of several more toys to unstuff later in the day offers them fun and relief. It breaks up the day and gives them something to look forward to.
Dave Rucker and Sandy Thompson, thanks for joining us today on Animal Radio.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Our number one pick for the spoiled pet, up next.
Listen up, Southern California. The third annual San Diego Pet Expo, brought to you by PetSmart, is December 10th and 11th at Del Mar Fairgrounds. This year's holiday extravaganza will feature exhibitors with the newest and hottest pet products and services. Find a furry new friend at San Diego's largest adoption parade at the San Diego Pet Expo. Join this fun family event for pictures with your pets and Santa, crafts, storytelling, and prizes. Join Animal Radio as we broadcast live from the San Diego Pet Expo, December 10th and 11th at Del Mar Fairgrounds. Log on to sdpetexpo.com to exhibit or to learn more about this holiday weekend of furry fun. Mark your calendar now for the third annual San Diego Pet Expo at Del Mar Fairgrounds, December 10th and 11th. Brought to you by PetSmart.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio Network.
And we have for you the number one item for the spoiled pet. And by the way, this list was compiled by a bunch of different sources. We always get that question, who made up the list? Well, sometimes it's even you. We hear from you at 1-866-405-8405. If you're interested in being in one of these lists, have a great new product, send it to us. And you can get all the information at our website at animalradio.com. And of course, don't forget, full-time, 24/7 Animal Radio on our full-time channel at animalradio.com. Let's see, number one.
Number one, what is it?
I wish I had a drum roll here. I said get the drum roll in by showtime. They haven't done it, but that's okay. I'll let you and your sultry, sweet, sultry, smooth voice tell. Ooh, there you go. Your drum roll. I was doing that on my chest, ladies and gentlemen. What is the number one spoiled pick?
It is the edible pet greeting card.
The edible pet greeting cards, what are these?
These are actually greeting cards. You can get them for Christmas, and your pet can either send them or you can send them to your pet. And after they've been read, your dog can eat them.
Oh, so they're like doggy treat cards.
Yeah, and they also, you can get a food doodler. Which is food?
A food doodler?
Yeah, food doodler.
Doodler, food doodler.
Food doodler.
Okay.
And that's a food coloring marker, so you can actually write special messages on the cards and food coloring so that your pet can eat them. They're also veterinary approved.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I like that. I like the list this time around.
Yeah.
You can get that at petgreetings.com. Petgreetings.com. Of course, this entire list is posted at animalradio.com. I'm going to run down it real fast. We had the Feline Funhouse coming in at number 10. Number 9 from Risotto Fashions. They have a whole bunch of good stuff. We're talking about the canine carrier, the transport. And we're also giving all of these away here, by the way. At number 8 was the pet massage. At number 7, Latka's Treats from DeliciousTreats.com. Number 6, the self-warming thermal cat cushions from EntirelyPets.com. Number 5, the dog umbrella from Gifts.com. At number 4, pet pails for every occasion. I love this at PetPails.com. The Jeweled Crown Pet Diner and Canopy Bed comes in at number 3 at CallingAllDogs.com. Number 2, I love this, and we have 3 of them to give away. From Dogopolis.com, Kong Time. This is new doggy daycare for you at number 1, the edible pet greeting cards from PetGreetings.com.
Wow.
We have another list coming up before Christmas, the week before Christmas, seeing as how this is the biggest shopping weekend of the year. We thought we'd hip you to some of the items before they sell out. Still to come, we have animal communicator Joy Turner. She's going to be joining us in answering your question. In fact, if you want to speak to her, why don't you go ahead and call us right now?
Talk with Your Animals is brought to you by Get Serious, the only stain remover that truly gets rid of stains and odors. Stop messing around with the others and get serious. Available at PetSmart and online at GetSeriousProducts.com.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing?
Hi, Hal. I'm doing just magnificently. How about yourself?
Very well. Did you have a good Thanksgiving weekend?
Oh, we had a great time. Thank you very much.
We have someone on the phone for you. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Clarissa.
Hi, Clarissa. You're on with Joy right now.
Hi.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I have a question. I have 3 dogs, and I have a dog that's new to me. Her name is Dottie, and she's a border collie, about 6 years old. I've only had her for about a month and a half, and I got her from the border collie rescue, and she was basically neglected in her previous place, and she has only one eye.
Okay.
And I guess my question is I have one of my dogs. My other dog is a lab that's a female also. And she's definitely the top dog. And I guess my question is whether those two will ever be a little more buddy-like.
Okay, and the lab's name?
Her name is Coco. And she's about 6 years old also.
Okay, Coco was the first one to jump in.
Yes.
She wants to know that she's not being replaced.
Yes, okay.
So I can tell her these things, and I would like you to remember what I'm saying and repeat them to her so that you're confirming what I'm telling her.
Okay.
Because her opinion is that you wouldn't have gotten another dog unless you were going to replace her, because she thinks that she, for some reason, out of the other one that's there, she thinks that she would be the logical one to replace.
Oh, okay.
So what we want to do is talk to her. You know, want to talk slowly, so you're going to slow down a lot slower than you would talk to me, and mm-hmm. think of pictures, because when we talk, we make pictures. We just don't make very good ones generally. So think about the pictures of the things you're saying, and you would want to tell her things like, Coco, we love you, and you are always going to have the very same place in our hearts that you had before Dottie came. That Dottie is changing nothing, taking nothing away from you. We have plenty of room in our hearts to add another dog.
Okay.
And she wants to know why you chose a female dog.
Oh. It just happened.
Okay, we're going to say that God sent Dottie to you, just like God sent Coco to you.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's how you know that Dottie needed to come home to you.
Mm-hmm.
And Coco feels so much better. She feels like she wants to cry.
Okay.
You're going to need to remind her of these things and just keep reminding her that God sends all of your dogs to you, or whatever.
Okay.
If God is not your particular thought patterns, then you can change it to, you know, whatever that higher thing is besides ourselves.
No, that works for me.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And let her know that, and then let me see. Let's find out what Dottie can say. I'm asking Coco, because she wants to be the lead here, so I'm asking Coco if she has anything she wants to say, and she just wants to tell you she loves you.
Oh.
So
aww.
I'm asking her if that's all, and then she said yes, so I'm asking her if she would step aside now and let Dottie come in. And did you see how I asked questions of her?
Mm-hmm.
To get her to where I wanted her to be, instead of just saying, okay, fine, now will you step aside? Because
mm-hmm.
then she'll get resistant.
Very good. Joy, when people add animals to their household, add pets to their household, is it common for the original pet or animal to, I'm not sure it's jealousy, but be worried about their position in the household?
It can be common. I wouldn't say that every time someone does that, or even a majority of the times. It really is dependent on the animal themselves, but very frequently they wonder what the positioning is. They wonder what their place is going to be, because we've changed the structure.
Clarissa, thank you so much for calling, and I hope that helps you.
Oh, thank you so much. That was great.
I'm sure by now you've heard me talk about our studio cats here at Animal Radio. And anyone who has cats knows that they leave those little hairball presents behind for you all over your carpets. You can get the hairballs up, but what do you do about those stains? Well, I tried every product available in the grocery store and nothing worked. I removed the hairballs, but the stains were always left behind. Then I tried Get Serious. Wow, what a difference. Not only did Get Serious remove the new stains, but it removed the old stains too. And if you have those really tough old locked-in stains, all you have to do is just warm Get Serious in your microwave before applying. Get Serious not only removes the stains, but it removes odors and pheromones as well, all in under 3 minutes. And it's inexpensive. Get Serious saved my carpets and is personally endorsed by me, Judy, from Animal Radio. You can find Get Serious at PetSmart and in other pet stores all over. Visit their website at GetSeriousProducts.com.
Okay, we got to go, but before we go, we want to remind you that if you get a pet this week, remember to
spay or neuter.
So important.
And don't buy a pet. There's plenty of specific breed rescues out there, or go to your local shelter.
Go online. You could do a breed rescue search for any animal you want online, and remember, if you get a cat,
don't declaw.
We're online 24/7 if you want more. In fact, coming up this next hour on the online full-time channel, Annie Bruce. She's talking to us about smelly cats. Also, Dr. Eve Ognebeni from NSAL, North Shore Animal League. She'll be joining us as she tells us about her new Animal Planet program. Otherwise, we'll catch you back here on this fine station next week for more Animal Radio. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.